Nigel Farage to attend Trump inauguration. Will attempt to mend ties with Musk during Washington trip. By Kurt Zindelka on January 8, 2025. Brexit leader Nigel Farage has confirmed that he will attend the inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump this month and will seek to mend ties with fellow Trump ally Elon Musk. Donald Trump's longest international supporter and ally, Nigel Farage, said Tuesday that he plans to attend the inauguration on January 20 and is set to stay in Washington, D.C. for around 4 or 5 days. Speaking to LBC Radio, the Reform Party leader said that his recent spat with ex-owner Elon Musk would not affect his long-standing friendship with the incoming president. "I've been a friend of Donald Trump's for a decade. I've been very supportive of him, he's been very supportive of me," Farage said. "I can't see that changing for a moment." The Clacton MP said that he will attempt to mend ties with Musk during his time in America. While the tech billionaire initially backed Farage, having met with him last month at Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida amid rumors of a large donation to Reform, Musk abruptly called for new leadership of the party. The move against Farage was apparently inspired by Farage's refusal to consider letting currently imprisoned English activist Tommy Robinson into his party. Farage has long had a policy of blocking members of street protest groups from joining his parties as part of his campaign to detoxify the right and mainstream sovereigntism, something he sees as essential to actually capture enough votes to make an impact in the British electoral system. Musk has vocally supported Robinson and praised him for his history of highlighting the abuse faced by young white British girls at the hands of Muslim Pakistani child rape gangs. Striking a conciliatory tone, Mr. Farage said Tuesday, "I have no desire to go to war with Elon Musk. I'm not going to, and I haven't done. I'm a huge admirer of him, I think he's a heroic figure. I think the sort of tech changes that he's bringing to the world are incredible. I think buying Twitter actually has bought a lot of free speech back, even if some people don't like what's being said. Well, you know what, tough," he added. The Reform leader also noted that despite what Elon said when he woke up the other morning, "You know, that I was no good or whatever," he's not alone with that opinion. "Clearly," and then yesterday, "he retweeted me twice with positive messages, so I don't know." All other top members of the party rallied around their leader over the weekend, and the Reform boss may have come out stronger as a result of the spat, having demonstrated to the public the ability to stand up to one of the most influential figures in the world and a willingness to forego financial gain in favor of principles. It comes as Reform continues to gain ground in the British political landscape. After having a relatively minor footprint just months ago, Farage's return to the party's helm has seen Reform reportedly surpass the centuries-old Conservative Party in paid memberships and has surpassed the governing Labour Party in a national poll as voter sentiment has soured on the fledgling leftist government of Sir Keir Starmer. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to Zindelka@Breitbart.com.